Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome back to the Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down Season 3, Episode 6, titled Transference. We're going to be talking about Jasper. Will he ever win his way back to Serena's heart? And, you know, cowboys, gay cowboys, straight cowboys, bi cowboys. And will Jeremy ever really love Rachel as much as Rachel does not love him? We are going to have Chelsea Hobbs here to talk all about it. It's going to be a great one, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello again, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's edition of the Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Sam Davidson, and I am joined by three lovely co-panelists here.
Hey everyone, I'm Leslie Powers.
Hey everybody, I'm Erica Edwards.
Hey guys, I'm Taylor Gates.
And we have the live chat open. We have Chelsea Hobbs, who plays Charlie. She should be Skyping in any minute. We're going to get to talk to her. So chat with us. Let us know what you think. Overall, what did you guys think of this episode?
I liked it. I mean, I say that every week, but I really liked it. I felt like it kind of went a different direction than what we've, like, been seeing with, like, the Gary situation and the Madison situation, to kind of focus on other characters, which was very interesting. And, guys, I just feel so sad for Rachel's dad and for Rachel.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think there was a lot of character development, although it was, to me, it was a kind of a slower-paced episode, to be honest. But, yeah, I really enjoyed it overall.
Yeah, I agree. It was a little different from the last one. I feel like there's a lot of characters. So I feel like I'm curious how they're all going to merge together. And Jay breaking my heart on this episode. And Rachel, I'm sad. It was a sad one.
Yeah, it was definitely a sad one. But I thought I saw more of characters that I wanted to see more of that we haven't seen a lot of in the past few episodes. Ooh. Oh, hello, Chelsea. Oh. Chelsea is music. No, she... on the line, coming any moment now. Is she just going to be video or audio too? Well, we'll figure it out. She'll just jump into the convo. Let's start off by talking about Serena and all of her escapades and Warren and everything that happened with him. You know, shout out to Marcus, who we've had on the show twice. Lovely guy. Really excited to see his acting chops. What did you guys think of seeing Warren in his... you know, vulnerable state this evening?
I'm glad that it went in a direction that I wasn't expecting, because kind of when he teased it at the beginning of the season, he's like, some of his views aren't going to, like, line up with, like, the popular views. And I was like, oh, we're going to go, like, there and kind of do the same thing that they did the last season with, like, the Confederate bikini girl, Beth Ann.
Yes.
And I'm glad that they went somewhere different with it than what I was anticipating.
Yes, but I feel like it didn't fully get resolved. I'm like, is he gay? Is he not gay? But he's got that stigma of being a cowboy, so
yeah,
it's a stereotype.
They left us with a lot of questions.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed like, in the end, I think given being from Texas and where he's from, that there could be some more backlash from this, for either for him overall. Like, I feel there's going to be more consequences of this, you know, supposed reveal, so.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe he could come back next season for whatever they call the everlasting version of Paradise.
That's what I was thinking.
And be like, I'm not gay.
Or maybe.
Or yes, more gay than
who knows?
Got. Yes. Yeah. I mean, okay, so basically we have Guy, who we have not seen much of this season. I'm bummed because I would have totally asked him on the show. But I was trying to figure out, like, on IMDb Pro... And he just didn't, I don't know. And they weren't showing a lot of him, but forgot he was there. What did you guys think of this character? Do you wish we've seen more of him, or are you happy with the little bit that we got?
I wish there was a little more teased in the beginning, so, you know, he had a little bit more of a presence leading up to this episode. But I thought he was a nice addition, because they were talking about the love triangle, and I thought that came together nicely. Quinn.
And, like, guys, he's a chef. Like, why would you not pick him for more dates so he could, like, cook for you? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I was like, I would have taken him on dates earlier so we could, like, go eat some good food. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely been under the radar. And so has Warren. They've been best buds. I loved the scene, you know, with Quinn and Warren. And I thought there was a lot of good stuff in there. You know, some stuff that Marcus can definitely put on his reel.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Perfect reel material.
I was kind of surprised that she chose him, because it did kind of come out of the blue, because there's all of these extra bachelors whenever they show the scenes that you don't ever really see. So I'm like, oh, you're still in this? And then, yeah, this is great. Let's do a date. So it kind of, to me, seemed a little out of nowhere. But, I mean, I'm a foodie, so I would have done it, but...
Yeah. Well, let's count, because I was getting very confused. Okay, yeah. So before this week's elimination ceremony, we had Guy and Warren and the... I know it's his name is Melvin in real life. I can't remember his name on the show. The one that's an influencer.
Zach.
I love him.
He's still somehow still around. And by the way, Chelsea, we're having some trouble connecting with her. If she happens to just pop up, she might. If not, we'll try to figure it out next time. But just so you guys know. So yeah, okay, we have those three. We have Jasper.
We have a message.
Oh.
Oh, we're leaving her message.
Well, and then who else? Jasper, Autumn. Yeah, that's, oh God.
That's a season.
I want him to come on the show and I'll be like, hello,
oh,
Autumn.
He's so beautiful. Awesome.
Yes. Okay. And then, so we have.
Is that it?
No.
Oh,
no.
Owen.
And, no, that's it.
That's it.
So then six? I think next week is hometown dates.
Yep.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
And true everlasting bachelor fashion.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about Serena and Jasper. So sweet. And Bart Edwards, who plays Jasper, we really had no idea who he was. We saw him, I mean, we knew that he was going to be on the show and saw the first episode, but I'm obsessed with him, and I just want him to come back now after watching all these episodes, aren't you guys?
Oh, yes. He's great.
Yeah, like, definitely. I was, like, sort of on the fence about him. I was, like, sort of ambivalent, because he'd done a lot of, like, cute things and a lot of, like, you know, not great things. Mm-hmm. But when he, like, the flower wall was, like, one thing, and then when he donated all that money to different charities, I was like, that is so pure and adorable.
Yes.
Well, I feel like it's just... they're going to end up together because it's just the perfect story that, you know, at the end of the day. So, I don't know. He's so sweet, though.
Yeah. It was adorable. The flowers, I loved that.
Yeah. I loved it. And I don't know. It scares me, though. I don't ever want to be too happy on this show.
That's safe on the show.
Yeah, because it's definitely going to get, you know, taken from us. Because every ending, even though it's kind of happy, it's not the happy ending that you wanted. I mean... we did want last season, but they just took it away so fast with Ruby and Darius that, the first season ended in a complete and utter disaster.
Yeah.
And I love the little references to the first season tonight, you know, with Rachel's dad, which we'll get into. But next I want to talk about Jay. Oh, Jay. It's not good.
I
were crying. I know, it's like breaking my heart.
Together.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I feel really bad for Xavier. Who, yes. You know, he comes to set, he is a little bit overbearing.
Right.
He's in love.
I just don't think he gets Jay's world. And when they're just not mixing.
Yeah, but, and the thing is, you know in Hollywood, talking to someone that's not in Hollywood, you kind of sometimes, I understand, have to talk a different way if you're talking about a project. And Jay probably knew this would have never gone forward with him as the host.
Yep.
But it's unfortunate that he couldn't be honest, and the fact that they're spending so much time together, they're living together, he gave up everything to move for him.
He's,
I don't know.
He's bringing him protein shakes.
He's bringing him dinner.
I would throw, if a guy did that to me so often, I'd throw it in his face. I would be like, if you bring me a protein shake one more freaking time.
I'm eating craft services. I'm okay.
But Alexi, so funny tonight. And again, thank you to Alex Sparrow for coming in last week. We loved him so much.
I know. I feel so like wonderful. I have so many more questions for him. I'm like, we need another episode with him. But yeah, he's so cool and he was so funny and so multi-talented. So he's really, he was really a great guest.
Yeah, he was amazing. And he was really great this episode.
Yes.
He needs more. I'm really sad he didn't say Magic Puff Puff this week.
He did say dance for passports. passport for a dance.
No, he said Sissy No Bounce.
Yes.
His vibes are so good.
He has zingers.
God. They should make an Alex Sparrow dog. A doll. Where you hug him. And then he just says... just these totally ridiculous things.
Pull the lever and they have different...
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Sissy No Bounce. That was hilarious.
Sissy No Bounce.
That's what they'll hand out at the elimination ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah. Burn. I mean, I don't want him to ever leave.
No.
But
no.
It's just really funny Serena keeps him. But in a way, I think it's easier to keep guys you're not interested in than to have a couple guys you're super interested in than, like, six guys that you kind of could see it going either way. Like, get those maybes away and keep some guys that just are good television.
Yeah, and that are pretty to look at.
There you go.
Yes. Like August.
Yes. August.
Well, I mean, they completely dropped that storyline. They gave it a few shout-outs to it, but I think sometimes what this show's biggest problem is, which is why people say they like binging it better, is that in a way, every episode is its own movie, its own story, and they have different people directing it with their own visions that are also excited to direct.
Yes.
But speaking of people with a lot of visions, we have a show we'd love to tell you about. It's a really great podcast.
Yes. Do you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the Unreal After Show, who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Yay, Maria.
Check it out. Love, love, love the podcast. I don't know if Maria watches this show, but I feel like she'd really love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And she would just totally analyze it in so many ways.
She's a lady boss, like Rachel and Quinn.
For sure. She really is.
She's kinder, though. I can attest to that. She's nicer.
Shouldn't say like them.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, no.
She has business.
But, you know, she gets things done, okay?
She gets things.
But in a way nicer way.
Yes.
Obviously.
Not as sad.
But a little more about Jay. You know, he finally goes down that magic puff puff dragon hole. And
we are shedding a tear for Jay.
Yeah, I mean, every time I see someone do drugs on TV, I think it's TV specifically, because in movies, certain ones, it's like you can see them do things over time. But in TV, it's like, oh my God, drugs. And it's like their face just goes up and it's just different.
Well, in that music, second, it was just like really honing it in. Yeah. It was just like,
I know.
Sad.
I was like, can't Alexi just go down on you again? Why do you have to do drugs?
He's always on his knees. He was on his knees again when they were doing the drugs. So I was like, okay.
I was like, just hook up. You know, you're not in a relationship anymore. Just get a booty call. Maybe that'll make you feel better.
You're both beautiful.
But do you really have to do, you know, drugs? That's so harsh.
He was the one person that was supposed to have a future outside of this place.
He was supposed to get out.
He was supposed to get out with passport to dance, guys.
He had a passport.
He did.
He couldn't get out.
Oh, God. And he's just going to be stuck with Alexi forever being his drug mule.
Oh, my God. He is a truck.
It's going to be hard. Cause it's like, now who is really the mule? You know what I'm saying? They're both addicted. They're both going to be addicted. Like, now I'm confused. Like,
yes.
I mean, this
who's using who at this point?
Now this train is going to crash.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and who knows? Maybe Jay will have a storyline where it's like, now you're forever with us, bound by blood. And then he will be in the blood oath because, you know, they've all, like, murdered people or something.
Yes. Yeah. Or he'll get locked in the hotel room. Like, what was that character the first season, the producer? They never came back.
Oh. Shia! I miss Shia, you guys. I do.
Shia, Aileen. We had her on the first season here, actually, and we had her on after the episode where, you know, she's mixing with everyone's pills, which everyone goes... And even Bachelor Nation, when people talk about this show... Mm-hmm. That work on The Bachelor, they go, that is the that whole storyline is the one that is the most upsetting for us because we would never do anything like that. Mm-hmm. And she came in and she's, you know, didn't have that many followers at the time and she was getting so much hate from everybody.
Aww.
I know, it was brutal. Great actress. I really like her.
Her eyebrows were so good too.
So
sorry.
Good.
I just loved her eyebrow game.
Gotta give eyebrow props.
Yeah, to be like working on set for 24/7 to have those eyebrows is, you know, extremely impressive. Yeah, Wags, the therapist, must have been, like, low-key doing everyone's eyebrows. Do you guys remember her?
Yeah, she was replaced. That's sad.
Let's talk about Rachel.
Yes.
Rachel. Sometimes I think, Rachel's just smarter than all of us. No. She just has, like, lots of different personalities that keep on trying to take over and fix things, and they don't get fixed, right?
Rachel, I don't know. I mean, I was like, is she taking something? Why is she so obsessed? Like, calm down a little
bit. I figured it out. I cannot remember the names of the other episodes this season, but this word, transference, is a word they use in therapy and psychotherapy and things. You know, it means kind of like transferring what's going on with you onto somebody else.
Right.
So I'm assuming that this, you know, the title is saying, yeah, that's what she's doing with her father.
Yes, yeah. Which Quinn pointed out. She's just like, it's you, this isn't fixing you just because you're trying to fix him, so...
I also think, good call, Sam. And it's, like, obviously he's got a lot of issues, but this is, like, one of the healthiest people that have loved her, and so I think she wants to kind of hold on to that and, like, not let that go, and I feel like she feels like she'd be giving up and failing him if she, like, sent him to rehab, so it was just a sad situation all around.
It was really sad, but I guess, I don't know, I mean, I didn't totally get her obsession with it, because it's like, yeah, it's really sad, but... You know, you're trapping him in this truck while you work a million hours. Like, you're not really there. You don't really have the time. So I felt like, you know, I mean, finally it took Quinn to really tell her. But I was like, okay. I mean, I know he shouldn't be spying on your dad or whatever. Yeah. But
when Rachel gets focused on something, though, she gets hyper-focused.
She's obsessed. She's manic.
Yeah. She's manic, exactly. Yes.
That, yeah.
It's like when definitely. She saw that whole storyline with Beth Ann and the pregnancy, mm-hmm. she was like, no, I got it. And then, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was rough.
It's so funny because it's been so much time since all those episodes aired that I'm like, oh, yeah, that was messed up. I mean, you forget about how heavy some of these things they deal with mm-hmm. are. And I was actually thinking about this season. I think this season's better than last season. Mm-hmm. After I read a lot of articles, I didn't realize how unhappy people were with last season.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
People did not like it.
Yeah, a lot of them.
See, my husband thinks season 2 is better than season 1. But I don't agree.
No. Probably just from a moral perspective.
He thinks the writing is better on season 2.
Hmm.
That's like such an unpopular opinion. I liked both. I liked season 1 a little bit better, husband? But yeah, it is.
Well, you know, what I think is different about this season is that they're not doing as many shock value things, which mm-hmm. I appreciate. Like, they already have their next season picked up. They're okay. They don't need to continue to do all of these crazy, crazy things because we're getting a little bit more character development, which I think was lacking last season, especially with Darius.
Right.
Yeah,
I didn't connect with his character very much.
We just didn't get to see that much of who he was and his demons and things like that. And just all the other characters, but last season they just had, oh, this is going to happen every week. I was like, oh my God.
And they had, like, Coleman and Booth, who are, like, fine to an extent, but they focus on them so much that it kind of took away from, like, Rachel and Quinn, which was, like, you know, why people watch it. Like,
yeah. I mean, it was outrageous. Jeremy slugged Rachel, like, threw her across the thing. Yeah. And they killed, so, you know,
And the Black Lives Matter thing.
Oh, the shooting.
And the police. I was like, wait, there's a shooting? And, okay, now we're on to something else.
Police shooting.
I was like, oh, okay.
Maybe it was trying a little too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of those angles.
You know, it's important to remember. It's like, okay, directors, like, we love you. And I'm not specifically speaking about the actors that are directors. But I just think they tend to kind of get so excited to direct their episode that they're like, this is my film, this is my self-encaptured episode. But I don't really think Sherry does that because she does a lot of them, but I always just think about that with this show because everyone has their own vision and they're usually really big directors too that come in as well.
Yeah, but then you have to remember it's several episodes that need to come together as one storyline. So mm-hmm. they do kind of feel like separate sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
With their style.
But
agreed.
Her father's breakdown was really upsetting.
Oh, no.
So
he's
sad.
He's such a good actor.
He's Clifford Blossom on Riverdale. Like just still
can't
get over
it
that.
Now. I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't watch that show.
I don't watch it either.
He usually wears, like, red toupees.
Yes.
So
he's crazy on
and
Riverdale.
He's really nuts and creepy. So this is a lot of fun to see him like this. The total breakdown in front of everyone. And then we had Jeremy.
Jeremy's stepping up.
Running in.
Stepping up.
Trying to be the White Knight.
I know. What did you guys think about him kind of easing over the situation? Does he have Rachel eyes again, or is he just being a good person?
Honestly, like, I'm not a Jeremy fan. Like, I don't like his character.
Love Josh Kelly.
Love Josh Kelly, but I'm, like, not a Jeremy fan, like, really whatsoever. But in this episode, like, it truly felt like he was trying to be a good person. Like, that is the vibe that I got. Like, he didn't have ulterior motives. Like, I didn't feel that way, at least.
Yeah.
I felt a little bit of both because I feel like there's nothing like, you know, sometimes you have that connection with an ex that knows you and knows your family and knows your history and stuff. So I feel like that person is always going to come to bat for you differently than someone you just met and they don't know your whole situation and your crazy mom. And I really, like, I was kind of shocked that they all, like, laughed after that because I was like, that's not even really funny. So,
well, I think they're all like Crazy Rachel and Jeremy and Quinn are kind of like, that's family, like what you're saying.
Yeah, so it was
off limits.
So, yeah, I really liked his character, and I think he probably obviously still has feelings for her, but I think it also came from a genuine place.
Agreed.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't think we're able, technologically, you know, we can't find Chelsea. Chelsea's missing.
She's out there in the internet.
Yes, you know, I know she had every intention of Skyping in tonight sometimes. It just does not work. We love you, and we love your storyline, and, you know, we have some more episodes. I'm sure we could find some more time for her to Skype in the future, but mm-hmm. we got to see a little bit more of her this episode. Yeah. She got Charlie. She got to do some work where Jeremy was lacking, and I think she did a pretty good job. She did the job right.
Yeah, they called her Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, that was cute. That was a cute line. That was very funny.
I think she's going to step up in the coming episodes. I think maybe...
Maybe she'll take his job.
Yeah, maybe she's going to... like do that whole mud wrestling men thing that they tease for next episode, and Quinn's gonna maybe like her angle because it's a woman.
I would love that. I didn't think about that, but that would mm-hmm. be awesome.
Yeah,
because it is different. I mean, there's female producers, yes, but someone that's behind the camera actually seeing what the women look like, you know, I think it could definitely be interesting instead of maybe a male cameraman. You know, like Jeremy, where sometimes he just zooms in on the boobs, and it's like, no, dude, no. You're missing the drama in their silent facial expressions.
Yes. Exactly. Pull back.
Yeah.
She's, like, newer, so she wants to, like, prove herself, mm-hmm. and, yeah, I think it's going to be awesome.
Do you think that Quinn... I just feel like there was some unspoken stuff between her and Jeremy, and then, I mean, I guess we can assume what she meant... But what exactly do you think she meant? Just don't start? I mean, what did she think was going to happen? They're both nuts. They belong together.
Seriously. I don't know what she meant. I think maybe don't confuse Rachel or don't give her maybe affection right now because it's confusing. I don't know.
Quinn got really protective after the whole him fetal beating position. Her up last season. So I think that's definitely, you know, that little thing. Like, I think that definitely contributed to it. Like, Quinn does not forget anything ever. So I think she just is protective.
I don't think that's what it is. Go ahead.
Sorry. I thought she meant sort of kind of like what I was saying to you about your ex. Sometimes you have an ex that loves you and has your back, but... when you and this person get together, it's a hot mess. And I think she was like, okay, if you go in and rescue her now, this is going to start something that's going to go way, way left. And just don't do it. Like, if you love the person, sometimes stepping away is better. So that's kind of how I thought she meant it, actually.
And she has she hired Dr. Simon, so maybe she's thinking, I already have someone looking out for her.
Yeah.
I don't need to.
And, like, he probably won't kill people.
Probably.
Maybe. We don't know yet.
I mean... in a way, Jeremy's like that kid that's in a family. You know, he accidentally, or maybe not accidentally, kills someone in the family. I'm thinking like Desperate Housewives, you know? The family is just like, we're just going to protect this idiot. Yeah. And we love him, and he's a liability to all of us. So we're just going to keep him on the DL. But
exactly. And there's nothing really wrong. If someone really does you wrong and they need to be run off the road, I mean...
You
call Jeremy.
Occasionally, you need that hookup. I mean, I'm just going to say.
Yeah, see, I'm on the more, if someone does something and you slip them a laxative, like.
Oh, yes.
Good riddance.
That was fun. That was fun, too.
That was great.
Evil. You are evil, Erica. I know.
I'm having a bad day.
So Chet and Quinn seem to be coming a little bit closer together again.
I love them.
I mean... this whole Emmy and his son. Just shut up, Chet.
Yeah, he's obsessed with that Emmy.
And he will see. He could totally fight for his son. He was his father. He just took him on a little vacation.
I know.
Just said
I
one know.
Has the show not won an Emmy before? I thought they said, like,
The Bachelor?
Ago, Everlasting did.
Oh,
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that's what I remember that from a while ago.
I don't think so. Maybe they talked about wanting it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think so either.
It seems to make money.
Yeah.
Does not win awards.
Yeah. Wow.
For its amazing content.
Yeah. I feel sorry for Chet's little, his new young girlfriend. Because she's Crystal. Like, yeah.
Crystal.
Poor Crystal.
Oh, my God. He's I have an idea. She needs to run off into the sunset with August.
Oh, they would
make beautiful babies.
They would. Yep. And they're actually young enough to have babies. So that would, there's that.
Oh,
so
that'll poor be Quinn. So burn. Sweet. Man. Wow. We don't have a lot of news and gossip, but we have a little bit. So we're going to get into it right now.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Leslie,
yes,
you are going to a film festival where our guy, Jeffrey
Bower Chapman,
is going to be there. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing there and what he's doing there.
Well, I work for the Bentonville Film Festival on the programming team, so we have a lot of awesome discussion events. Tickets went on sale today, so go to bentonvillefilmfestival.com. And Jeffrey Bower Chapman's going to be on our Next Gen panel. So we are very excited to have him, and I have reached out to his reps to say, come on the show, but he's busy this season.
Yeah, we've been stalking him for years.
Yes, we're going to try for next season for sure.
But maybe you'll finally make it work, yeah.
Yes, I just can't wait to tell him about the show and that we're big fans and see what he has to say on the panel. So
reel him in with your charm.
I will do my best.
All right, thank you so much, and let's get into predictions.
Like the light show, where is it?
Yeah, I know, right?
There we go.
Who would like to go first?
Miss Taylor. I have many predictions, actually.
Ooh, get him out.
All right.
Your time.
Get him out.
I think that Chet's really going to try to go after Quinn again. That little speech, that you could just tell. He's going to try to get back with Quinn, and it's going to be kind of devastating, I think, because I don't know. I'm not a huge Quinn Chet shipper, so.
What?
I'm not. I don't know. I think that she deserves better. I mean, I love Chet in his own little way, but.
They're little weirdos.
It's like a weird uncle, you know?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Weird uncle. I'm not sure that the lawsuit with August is over. I wonder if they won't bring that back and make it kind of explode. Like, if he goes to, like, Gary or something. Even though Gary doesn't have a lot of power anymore, like, you never know. Like, things can change really fast.
Yeah, blackmail dirt.
Exactly. I think that Rachel's dad's in huge trouble still. He's not going to be safe. I think her mom's going to, like, get to him and, like, I don't know, tell him lies about Rachel or, like, take him out of the rehab or something like that. Because I don't think that's going anywhere good, even though it seems like it could be okay right now.
Just lock him away. It'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I think for my predictions, I agree with the Chet Quinn reunion. And I wasn't trying to dig. I just feel like they're age appropriate, and I'd like to see them together. So, and the young people can get together too. And I do think that actually, I feel like maybe it might be just like next season. Everybody will get back. We'll start from the beginning, and then it'll be Jeremy and Rachel, Chet and Quinn. Yeah. And I don't know. I kind of feel like Warren is going to go cray cray. So I think, because I feel like somebody's going to go ballistic and try to kill someone. So right now I'm leaning towards the crazy I'm not gay cowboy.
Well, he's gone though. Back. You think he's going to come back?
Yeah. Like,
and come back with guns and be like, I'm not gay. See?
I'm a cowboy.
Exactly. He can drive a Bonessa. I think he can.
I would really kind of like that.
And go ballistic or something. I think there is going to be some larger aftermath behind that, I believe.
Agreed. I agree with the Chet and Quinn thing. I think that look in his eye in the driveway as he watched her speed off in her sports car was like, it's on. But I think Rachel, there's going to be something with money because she had that phone call saying she doesn't have her money anymore. So what is she going to do to make up for that money? I don't know. And then I think Charlie's going to have some more to do behind the camera, and I think she's going to start getting into the girls' circle, and maybe they're just going to take over and take over the
maybe
network.
She's a spy.
Yeah, maybe. Ooh, she's,
I don't know.
Who knows?
We need spies on this show, you know, because we had it last season. I'm just like, I don't trust anybody.
Where's
so
the spy?
I think that I love your very optimistic prediction about next season, Erica. I would love that. And Paradise on The Bachelor, it's always just like a beach party. And everyone's laid back and they go, oh, it's so much fun to shoot. It's so much more fun. Everyone's just having a great time. I love that prediction. I think that...
I'm not total doom and gloom.
I really am. I mean, that sounds like something I'd really want to watch.
Yep.
I think that Alexi is probably going to somehow be eliminated because he's having a heart attack. some kind of overdose, something. Oh, yeah. It's not going to go well. But like we know, he will survive. And, okay, I had one. Rachel's dad. Someone mentioned this. I believe it was one of you guys, so I don't want to steal your prediction. I don't remember whose it was. I'm just going to build off of it. Mm-hmm. He slowly found out a little bit about what she went through last season from Dr. Simon. I think he's going to learn more, and everything's going to kind of come to light of what really happened to Yael and Coleman. Ooh. And he is going to, like, take the bullet for her in a way and be like, I finally am a good father, and now you're not going to be in trouble. Sam.
I just got my
psychic TV chills. That means, like, I think the prediction's going to happen. But that covers it for this week. Thank you all so, so much for tuning in. And we're so sorry that Chelsea couldn't make it. We're sure we're going to reschedule with her. And you guys are going to get some really fun stuff in the coming weeks. We will announce next week's on Twitter. Thanks again for tuning in. I am Sam Davidson. You can find me online at samdavidsonentertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
You can find me on Instagram at lmpowers15 and on Twitter at lesliepowers15.
Hi, party people. I'm Erica Edwards, and you can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
You guys can find me on Twitter at alphaba_Anne and on Instagram at Taylor_Gates_.
And of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Rate, review, subscribe. We really love hearing your feedback. We love your comments and your tweets, so keep them coming. See you soon.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.